This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we have someone very special in our back seat with us, don't we, Fiona?
We do. Now, it is NAIDOC Week, as I mentioned earlier in the show, which is a week that we celebrate our Indigenous culture in Australia.
Yes.
And we have a very special guest from the Black Arm Project, Anna Jacobs, the General Manager. Now, Anna, you're the Black Arm Project's in the same building as us, is that?
Yes, we're on level 2 of the city village.
You're on level 2. There's some exciting things going on in this building. But yeah, there's exciting projects. So we're really getting to know our neighbours by having you up here, which is fantastic. So, Anna, can you tell us a little bit about the Black Arm Project and what it's all about and how it all started?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Black Arm Band, we're coming into our 10th year now, which is really exciting. So next October... Are we coming into our 10th year? Sorry. Next October, Black Arm Band turns 10. Basically, the group came together to celebrate contemporary protest songs about the Aboriginal experience, struggle, triumphs, and life. Our first production, Murundak, brought together a lot of the pioneers of contemporary Indigenous music all together on one stage with Fantastic. The Melbourne Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
And that show, Murundak, was so well received that it went on to tour around Australia and then internationally. Wow. And has also toured a lot to remote Aboriginal communities. So following on from the success of Murundak, Black Arm Band produced more shows, Hidden Republic and then Dirt Song.
Yeah.
We're going 10 years strong now, and we've toured all over Australia, all over remote Australia, and also internationally to the UK,
wow,
North America, and to Asia last year for the first time.
So it's so fantastic that it's all been that well received. Speaking of NAIDOC Week, is there events going on for NAIDOC Week at all, or any performances going on?
So we don't have anything planned for NAIDOC Week except celebrating it.
Yeah.
But a lot of the artists who perform with Black Arm Band have different things happening this week. I know Emma Donovan has a fabulous tour happening all up and down the East Coast, and also some stuff in WA.
Fantastic.
There's a lot of different people getting out and doing things
individuals as well. Now, so what sort of Indigenous performers and musicians and artists do you have involved in some of the projects that you've got going on? We'll talk about some of the exciting projects you've got too.
Well, I think the most exciting thing about Black Arm Band is the range of different artists that we work with. So we work with Indigenous artists and non-Indigenous artists, and our artists come from all four corners of the country. So from as far as Maningrida, which is at the very top of...
I'm going there in 2 weeks' time.
It's fabulous. I'll put you in touch with some people
catch
up with.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
My partner has a friend that's living there, been living there for the last few years, so we're going... Hiring a four-wheel drive.
Show off.
I know. How's that for a name dropping? Hiring a four-wheel drive and popping out there. So,
are you driving there from Darwin?
Yes, yeah.
So you're doing all the river crossings?
Yeah, well, my friend's going to come out and meet us and help us through those.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're a little bit challenging.
Yeah. Well, we just did a tour out to we just did a remote community tour throughout May and June. And if you have a look on the Black Arm Band Facebook, you'll see footage of our production truck very precariously making its way across one of, I think, 20 rivers that needed to cross to get to Maningrida. So,
wow. I'm very excited.
Look, there are lots of big things happening with the Black Arm Band. We might have a chat about those things. We've got some little special little projects going on, which we'll chat about after this here in the back seat on Joy 94.9. Fiona with us is the General Manager. We only get the top ones here.
That's right. Fiona. We don't deal with anyone else.
Oh, no. General Manager of the Black Arm Band, Anna Jacobs. Look, Anna, the project has been around for a while. The company has been around for a while. You've done a lot of shows and a lot of... You've really touched a whole lot of people. How important have you found the company to be in its work throughout the last, few years or so?
Yeah, I think what we hear time and time again is the value that people get out of the experience of seeing Black Armband. For a lot of people, for a non-Indigenous audience, a lot of people find a show, well, a music production, a really good way to connect with and understand in parts of Indigenous culture that they may not have previously understood. So we get a lot of, a gratitude response from our audiences, and that's here and internationally. And then the other great thing that Black Armband does is it provides incredible professional opportunities for a range of different Indigenous artists that complements the work that they do in their solo careers. So we really see Black Armband working alongside artists work in their bands or as solo artists, and this is really just another dimension to create more opportunities and networks and really great professional and personal development opportunities. So yeah, there's lots and lots of good things that we can draw out of it, as well as it being really entertaining.
Yeah, and speaking of entertaining, what sort of performances and things have you got coming up?
So we've just completed a remote community tour. So we took out the major production Dirt Song to four Indigenous communities across the Northern Territory. So we're just in the process of wrapping up everything there at the moment. And then the next big thing that we're doing is a tour to Singapore and Taipei.
Wow.
In August.
Ooh.
So yes, so that's exciting for us. In 2014 was the first time that we toured to Asia.
And how is it received in Asia? Is there a good understanding of Indigenous culture there, or is it new experience for them?
Yeah, so it was a very new experience for them, contemporary Indigenous music. And so the way that we found, so we use different methods to build ways into the show that local audiences could connect. So what we actually did was we took a Chinese folk song, Love Song of Kanding, and we used the melody, and then we wrote Indigenous lyrics in Yalanji and Gumbangia, well, not me, two of our artists, that were along the same lines as the theme of the original song. So that was a really, including that melody with the language was a really good way, an entry point for those audiences to connect with and understand the content of the work, which is about connection, well, that show specifically, which was about connection to place.
I love it. That's amazing. Very interesting. Is there any performances coming up in Melbourne that we can pop along to?
Currently have anything coming up in Melbourne in the next little while, but we are working on a new production, which is very in its planning stage, so I can't tell you anything about it right now,
secret.
But keep your eye out.
Maybe we'll get you back on once we know what once it's all
we'll definitely
out in the open.
We'll come in and talk to you once we have more to report there. But yes, a new major work is in development at the moment, so that's really exciting.
Maybe
we can follow you on Facebook and the
We have all the we have all the social media connections. So we've got our Facebook, which is the Black Armband, Twitter, which is the Black Armband, and we're on Instagram as well.
Wow.
If you want to catch the vids
and photos. So to stay on top of all the news and what's coming up, you can follow on the media.
All over the place.
On the book of face.
And you can also go to blackarmband.com.au. And all details will be online, of course, for us at joy.org.au/backseat.
We're really excited about our tour to Singapore and Taipei, and we're offering we've launched a competition as of today, which is really exciting. And you can win if you donate money to Black Armband to support us in all our great work. So a donation of $20 or more between now and the 9th of August puts you in the running to win a trip for two to Singapore, including two flights and accommodation and two VIP tickets to see our show on Friday, the 22nd of August at the Singapore International Arts Festival. And all you need to do is to donate $20 or more, and you can do that through our website.
And tax deductible.
It's tax deductible. Oh, yes, it is.
I love it. Love it. Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Anna.
Yeah,
and really appreciate
so
you coming
me.
In for the chat. And good luck with the tour of Singapore and Taipei. My goodness. Perks of the job.
I know. Blackarband.com.au is a place to go. I've got lined up Big Law here. We might give it a bit of a play right now. Thank you, Anna, for popping in. Next up are the news headlines right here on Joy 94.9.
GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.